And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he talks about a beautifully made drama that takes place in the last year of the great Russian writer Leo Tolstoy's life. Just my kind of film.
I think it is your kind of film, yes. That's because you're a great Tolstoy fan,
absolutely.
I presume.
Absolutely.
But this is Tolstoy in his last year, and he's played by Christopher Plummer, who in recent times has been quite extraordinary in the imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus and voice in Up. He was 80 just recently.
He looks fantastic.
Yes, very, very good. But actually, the film, in a sense, belongs to Helen Mirren. And if you thought she was good as Her Majesty, then I think she's just as good as Tolstoy's wife.
You've been keeping something from me.
Sophia,
a highly emotional, hysterical kind of woman, possessive of her husband, helped him with the writing of War and Peace, but cannot agree with his principles that he developed in his later years, which is a kind of pre-communist socialism.
I believe that wealth corrupts us all.
It's a keystone of the movement.
Oh, God, I know all about the movement.
With communes and disciples who want to put him on a pedestal.
You all think he's Christ, don't you?
What?
He thinks he's Christ.
And she doesn't understand that. She is a countess, and I think she'd prefer to be a countess. And she's also afraid that the copyright of all his works will go from the family and they'll be left impoverished.
I cannot stand by while they steal my children's inheritance.
She's very strong on all of that and plays well with Christopher Plummer's gravity as Tolstoy.
Well, there's a wonderful line in there. He says to her, "You don't need a husband, you need a Greek chorus."
Well, you don't need a husband, you need a Greek chorus!
Oh, yes, that is. And at the moment he says that to her, it's really because she does go into tantrums. Actually, towards the end, she actually asks the advice of his young secretary, who's wonderfully played by James McAvoy, had she overdone it?
I've behaved rather badly, haven't I?
And he says, yes, and she made a fool of herself.
But it's another of these films that, in a way, fills in gaps. We know the history, we've read the biographies, but it really fills out with humanity, with colour, with folklore. And I think, it makes them so interesting.
Yes, I think this is a very interesting film. I don't know whether a lot of people go and see it or whether they know Tolstoy or not.
Oh, come but, on, Peter, please tell me most people know Tolstoy.
Well, I had thought that while I was watching the film, but I'm not sure that a lot of people do actually read Tolstoy these days. I hope they do know
That's
about
it. That's a very
him.
Sad and indirect critique you're making of contemporary society.
Well, it is, I'm afraid, but as time goes on and people recede into the past, it's 100 years then since he died. But It's interesting, I found it interesting, looking at this commune, and one of his daughters, for instance, is a great disciple, very severe with her mother, and she's played, I want to mention this, by Anne-Marie Duff, who was exactly the opposite as John Lennon's mother in Nowhere Boy.
Well, Ma doesn't understand my father's goals.
I mean, isn't that what it's about? Freedom and love.
And I should add that the secretary played by James McAvoy in real life is married to Anne-Marie Duff, so it was interesting seeing the two of them in a film together.
He's her entire life. The work in her mind is theirs together.
Super. Thank you. But let's just say that Tolstoy's characters never die.
Well, that's true.
I've never stopped loving you.
Of course.
And God knows you don't make it easy.
Anna Karenina, I saw the film when I was 8 with Vivian Leigh and her standing in front of the train. I can still
Never
see
forgotten.
It now.
Absolutely.
Never forgotten it.
That was Peter Malone, head of the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication.